As many universities prepare to welcome students back to campus, some are counting on widespread COVID-19 testing to help clamp down on potential outbreaks. Side Effects Public Media's Christine Herman has a look at the testing approach at one big state university.
Large white tents have been popping up across the University of Illinois campus lately. On a sunny summer day in Urbana, graduate student Kristen Munoz approaches a table in one of those tents. She presents her ID and gets a plastic tube. Then she walks to a spot marked on the ground and takes a minute or so to collect her saliva in the tube.
It's just like a couple spits. This seems to be a lot easier than sticking a cotton swab up your nose.
She closes the tube and places it into a bag labeled biohazard. In just a few hours, she'll get the results, negative. University of Illinois chemist Martin Burke is one of the researchers who developed the test being used here. They're still calculating the cost, but he says it's much lower than standard tests. And by doing both sample collection and analysis on site, the university avoids the backlogs we're seeing at many public health and commercial labs. The plan is to offer free tests to all of the 50,000 students returning this fall, plus about 11,000 university employees.
The exciting thing is because we can test up to 10,000 per day, it allows the scientist to do what's really the best for trying to protect the community as opposed to having to cut corners because of the limitations of the testing.
Research is still preliminary, but the campus's own studies and early results from other labs show spit tests are as accurate, if not more so, than nasal swab tests. And Burke says since the test is not invasive, it's not only more convenient, but it spares the campus from burning through protective equipment and avoids supply chain bottlenecks. Around the U.S., some campuses reopening for the fall have announced similar testing programs, but many others are limiting tests to those with symptoms or known exposure to someone with COVID-19. Epidemiologist Becky Smith of the University of Illinois says data suggests campuses need to test everyone twice a week. That's because when a person gets infected, a detectable amount of virus doesn't show up in their system for 3 or 4 days.
But about 2 days after that, your infectiousness peaks. So we have a very small window of time in which to catch people before they have done most of the infection that they're going to be doing.
David Paltiel is a professor of public health policy at Yale, whose research helped inform the approach at Illinois. He says mask wearing and social distancing are important, but those measures must be coupled with retesting everyone every few days.
I am painfully aware of the fact that this sets a very high bar, logistically, financially, behaviorally, that may very well be beyond the capacity of many universities and their students in their care.
Still, the consequences of an outbreak, he says, are severe, and those harmed will be the most vulnerable on campus and in the community. Paltiel disagrees with CDC guidance for higher ed institutions, which say there's not enough data to know if testing everyone reentering campus is effective. The COVID-19 plan on Yale's website says all students will be tested upon arrival and will be required to retest weekly throughout the semester. Smith says support from the University of Illinois early on helped researchers as they hustled to get the test ready for fall reopening. Lately, she's been contacted by other schools wanting to adopt a similar program.
Everything that we are doing, we are documenting, and we are making it open source, and we are sharing with any university who contacts us.
While the Urbana campus lab has been certified to use the tests, researchers are still working on getting FDA clearance for other labs to adopt it. Meanwhile, hundreds of staff and students here for the summer have been moving through the COVID-19 testing tents, and Smith says they'll be ready when tens of thousands more arrive in August. I'm Christine Herman, Side Effects Public Media.